Our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 13. This is the gospel according to Matthew. So would you please stand, if you're able, for the reading of the gospel. Let us hear this word of the Lord. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea of Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. This last week's sermon was "Who Do You Say Jesus Is?" Though we actually started off the sermon with "Who Do You Say You Are?" He is, amen. And that's who we say Jesus is. This is the question that is before us today. Who do you say Jesus is? And it's real easy to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in this place. It's real easy to say that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, like Peter did. But we live in a pluralistic society. We live in a society today where political correctness is killing us, killing the church. That's one of our greatest enemies, political correctness. Who do you say Jesus is? Well, I'll tell you what, you're not allowed to pray at a commencement service. You're not allowed to pray out there in public on a football field after the game. You make birthday cakes. You don't want to make a birthday cake for certain people because you feel it goes against your faith. You're not allowed to do that. You get sued. You are not allowed to have your own opinion and do things according to your faith, no matter who you are. You know, because it might offend somebody else. We are not allowed to offend other people. Just crazy. Just crazy. But who do you say Jesus is? In this place, we're expected to say Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We're expected to say that. Ask the kids. Ask the kids. What's 2 + 2? Jesus. Yeah. What's your mom and dad's name? Jesus. Yes. They always give that to the preacher. And it's okay to do that in here. Nobody's going to give you any grief. You go out there in the world and you start spouting the name of Jesus, you better watch out. Somebody's going to start a petition and get you in trouble. 1 billion Muslims will say that Jesus was a prophet. Yes. God, no. Jews scattered all around the world will say Jesus was a teacher, yes. Messiah, no. Liberal Protestants, New Age people, religionists, religious fanatics, they'll tell you that, yeah, Jesus was an exemplary man, yes. Divine, no. They'll tell you, there are religions out there that will tell you many things, you know, about Jesus. That he was the first of many gods, that we all become gods, that he's not the only begotten son. And yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff out in the world. But who do we say Jesus is? That's an important question in our society today. It's easy for us to answer when things are going our way, when we feel safe. Every month, hundreds of Christians are killed all over the world for their faith. Matthew 16:16, Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that answer could have got him killed because the Roman authorities and Jewish authorities were persecuting the Christians at that time. They were trying to stop this movement that would make Jesus king. But Peter said it anyways. Bold, brash Peter. Yes, man, he was just like us, you know. He got right. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And yet, just moments later, Jesus tells them about his death upcoming, about his persecution and his crucifixion. And Peter pulls him aside and says, "That'll never happen to you. I'll never let that happen." And Jesus says to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to the concerns of God. You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but the concerns of humans." He went from hero to goat in a matter of moments. But still, he knew who Jesus was. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. What does that mean to us? What does that mean? Anybody know who Rachel Joy Scott was? Rachel Joy Scott was eating her lunch on the lawn outside her high school when a boy came up to her and put a gun up against her, point blank range, and asked her if she believed in God. She knew what it meant, and she wouldn't deny her faith, and she said, "Yes, I do," and he shot her dead. Columbine High School. Who do you say Jesus is when your child says to you, "I don't want to go to church today"? Who do you say Jesus is when your child says to you, "Mommy, I've got a game to go to. I can't go to church. I don't have time for that"? Who do you say Jesus is when someone hurts you, insults you, slanders you? Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is when somebody cuts you off in traffic? You know, when you get in the two lanes, it's coming down to one lane. Who do you say Jesus is when that person doesn't get over and they squeeze by you? Who do you say Jesus is when it's cold and wet outside and you've got a meeting to go to but you don't want to? Who do you say Jesus is when somebody comes to you for help? Who do you say Jesus is when somebody of a different color, different background, gets in your face, calls you names? Who do you say Jesus is when your waiter or waitress messes up your order? You see, who we say Jesus is, it's shown by the things that we do. Because actions speak louder than words. James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. And we can't sit in this place and say, "Jesus is Lord," or "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life," if we are not willing to go out there and love other people. Our lives are the only Bible some people will ever read. And the world is watching. You know what they call it when you sit in here and say Jesus is Lord, but you go out there and you cuss out the driver that cuts you off, or you mumble and groan and complain about your waiter or waitress, or you gossip right along with somebody and you gossip about somebody else, or you run down your elected officials, speak bad about a relative in the family or the preacher. You're gossiping. That's when you're saying who Jesus is to you. Actions speak louder than words. So who is Jesus to you? We know who he is here in this place. Who is he in the rest of our lives? Jesus went on to say in this chapter, if anyone wants to follow me, he has to deny himself and pick up his cross daily. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it, Jesus said. So who is Jesus to us? Who Jesus is shown by what we do. So come, Holy Spirit, and guide us and direct us in the way that we should live our lives for your honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you, and so do I.